It's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papageno's Tri-State Forecast calls for some partly sunny skies today, temperature in the low 60s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you in a story that was in the Republican American this weekend. Northwest Corner is happy the Senate passed a tree-cutting bill. Bruce Bennett of Cornwall said he was ecstatic when he heard the grassroots effort to demand greater transparency from the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection for dealing with hazardous tree removal at the state parks, and helped spur the state Senate last week to pass legislation regulating similar projects in the future. Bennett, a member of the Housatonic Meadows Preservation Action, credited the Housatonic River Commission, Housatonic Valley Association, Trout Unlimited, and Sharon Audubon, as well as many individuals, for the successful push. The bill will next go to the Senate. Meanwhile, the Connecticut legislature is debating on pandemic pay, but right now they're unsure who will get it. State lawmakers are racing against the calendar to find a way to compensate a potential pool of 1 million essential workers for working through the coronavirus pandemic before the legislature ends their session on May 4th. A labor bill circulating through the legislature proposes to a $750 million pandemic pay for essential workers program that would provide $2,000 to full-time workers, $1,000 to part-time workers on a first-come, first-served basis through June 2014, while the funds last. A big hitch is the $24.1 billion spending plan that the Appropriations Committee proposes is only $4.6 million under the spending cap for the upcoming fiscal year. That starts July 1st. The adopted $23.6 million budget for 2023 is $35.7 million under the cap. The COVID rate in Connecticut, the positivity rate is 8.09% over the last 7 days. On Friday, cases were reported that since the beginning of the pandemic, over 813,000, which is up over 4,800 over the last 7 days. Officials say almost 60,000 tests were administered over the past 7 days, and about 4,800 came in back positive. The results in a positivity rate of 8.09%. The executive director of Northwest Connecticut's largest food bank has seen her client list grow to more than 3,000 compared to 300 before COVID-19. Supply shortages persist and high unemployment rates linger. At the Capitol, House Bill 5446 proposes a task force to study the establishment of an in-state supermarket food donation program to support local food banks like Friendly Hands and reduce food waste. The State House last week unanimously approved an amendment bill, which awaits a final vote from the State Senate before the session ends on May 4th. Lawmakers and agriculture, consumer protection, and public health officials would comprise a 13-member task force that would be required to submit recommendations for the food donation program to the State General Law Committee by January 1st, 2023. In New York, a court ruled that Democrats gerrymandered district lines. So what comes next? The Democrats engaged in gerrymandering, according to the court. In a divided 3-2 ruling, the majority found the congressional map was unconstitutional, a decision that, if upheld, would block the use of those district lines for the upcoming midterm elections in November. The court found Democratic lawmakers acted within their power to approve the maps after a bipartisan redistricting committee failed to do so for the year. But judges ruled the 2022 congressional map itself, quote, was drawn to discourage competition and favor Democrats. The Court of Appeals is expected to hear the case soon, potentially by sometime this week. Well, the developer of that Great Barrington nursing home has changed plans and now will build condos instead of rentals. That real estate investor and developer from Boston has decided its condominiums at the nursing home where the rental apartments had been planned. Charles Goldman of Walpole-based Goldman Group said the company will keep the same general layout of 30 units as the previous developer who had received a town permit to build market-rate apartments there. The company is closing on the property, which housed the former Great Barrington Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, in about 2 months. If permits are in hand, construction will likely begin in September or October, and the complex will be completed by spring. Goldman said the condos will preferably be priced above market rate. The projected cost of a one-bedroom condo would be $300,000, $400,000 for two-bedroom condos. Pine Plains Pharmacy is hosting a vaccination clinic. It's coming up at the high school cafeteria. It'll be tomorrow from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. First and second shots and boosters of Pfizer and Moderna will be available. taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission has their meeting at 5:30. In Salisbury today at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission at 7:30. Public hearing on budgets immediately followed by the final budget review. A vote on budgets to present to the town budget meeting. In Kent today, Park and Rec and Constitution and Bylaws meetings at 5:30. Also coming up today, the Inland Wetlands Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast has a Planning and Zoning Review Committee meeting. That is today. And a reminder, in Pine Plains, the New York State Department of Transportation is sweeping state roadways located within the town tentatively today and tomorrow. They remind you not to park along the state roadway during that period of time. The sweeping efforts will occur overnight and into early morning hours, although not convenient for those trying to sleep. It's the safest time for the Department of Transportation to perform those tasks. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got tapas menu, also specials every night of the week. You'll find them also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,811.40, the NASDAQ at 12,839.29, and the S&P 500 at 4271.78. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Moments.